You can stay here. If it is playful, then I also react playful, but it wasn't. Yeah. What?
There's a Vinaya talk where I think it was Kuba Alex at the time. He was saying something about working on his dislike.
Yeah.
So I have this in my head. Every time I make the Vegemite or the Marmite sandwiches, I think to myself, oh, someone can work with their dislikes whenever I make the sandwiches. So it was not that I was saying you should work with your dislikes. It was I was doing this as general.
Maybe you wanted to bring it over like that, yeah? But there was something inside you, yeah? That changed it, and that's why you reacted. Look, I mean, just look at it, yeah? I mean, if it is playful, I don't react, or, you know, but it wasn't playful. That's why I reacted, yeah?
Genuinely, I feel that it was playful. So
but there was something behind, yeah? I mean, maybe you were annoyed that, you know, we talked again about it. You know, there was some annoyance there. It sounded to me like an accusation is too strong, like a mild, yeah. Check it. I mean, yeah, no, it is not about, you know, being sorry, you know. It is to help you to understand what is going on in your heart.
I mean, I was definitely annoyed by the electricity boiler thing. Because sometimes I feel like, I don't know, like if there's a problem, sometimes I feel like everybody's always really familiar about things straight away. And like, why can't we just discuss things like, oh, there's this problem? Like,
said, you know, I mean, the power will be cut. Yeah. It is automatic.
But it's like the first time we heard about it. So how can we fix it if we don't know about it before?
I didn't.
Kind of annoyed by that.
No, I just. This wasn't. Ah, you
but
got
I
in. A,
I.
You get. You got in the wrong. In the wrong place, eh? You thought. You know. I was accusing you, né? But I wasn't accusing you. I was telling you, now that there's a problem.
Yeah, because it felt like you know, there I felt angry.
No. Where I went strong is, I don't want cooking here in the monastery. And this is not the first time I told people, yeah?
But
Rumpo
is always the Thai people who do the cooking. So foreigners don't cook.
I mean, so why did you get offended?
I wasn't offended by the cooking.
Yeah. I'm not offended by the cooking thing.
We don't want to cook.
Yeah, I don't want to cook either. That's why I'm in.
I will check the boiler, but in general, if you start it after we go to Pindabas, then it should be okay. If you start it before, then we have another boiler here. And I see every day people come very early, having their coffee. I'm not saying that you. Just saying that.
I was addressing everybody, you know, I mean, not specifically you.
Honestly, a lot of the times it really feels like you're yelling.
That it's your. I mean, if I place a shoe and you put it on, then it's your problem.
Often, when there's a problem, it's always Fleshy Emily.
Yeah.
So no wonder.
I mean, this is.
Me.
See, this is also helpful, you know, huh? I mean, if you didn't do anything wrong, why do you put on the shoe?
Because it's my reaction. I have to. It's an inward reaction. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
When people give shit to me, I receive it. Instead of saying, oh no, it's your shit, I take it on as my shit.
No, it's not my shit.
No,
yeah?
No, I'm not saying
you are. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to take on. You stay here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to take on the shit, you know? Huh? You see it, you know, there's shit, you know, but it's not mine, you know, so I mean,
yeah,
it's okay.
I have to train myself not to do.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since I was a little girl.
Yes, and don't you see that, you know, I address the people who are sensitive so that they can learn something. Yeah, and I mean, how can we overcome these things, you know, if we are not there?
It's just really hard to break the habit, like to have the sati to see what's happening and to like, oh, you're doing it again.
Yeah, that's why we need the daily reflection. How well are you doing that?
I do it every day.
Yeah. Do you see what is going on? And especially this morning, being in the morning, it is extremely important, yeah? In the morning, yeah? Midday, yeah? When we meet people, yeah? That's where the daily reflection comes in and shows us what is going on in our heart, yeah? And if we're already annoyed, you know, with our practice in the morning, I mean, this annoyance goes.
Yeah.
See, and then it comes out, yeah. So we have to be careful. Huh? I mean, if it is something playful, I don't react. But if it is a sort of, I don't know what is the lesser word for accusation, yeah. Yeah.
I can look in my heart and I can honestly say.
I mean.
I will again.
Yeah. Look at it, yeah? You were annoyed, you know, and this annoyance came out, yeah? And then it made, you know, and made what you wanted to say playfully, it made an accusation out of it, yeah? That's what happened. To be with an ajahn, you know, you see how much shit they take?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you wanted to take the shit, yeah? I mean, when yeah, you said, yeah, in the beginning you said, are you interested in serving the ajahn, yeah? Huh? And, I mean, once in a while I let, you know, I send an arrow over there and, huh? It's a training, huh? I mean, Lungta Mahabho was the same thing, you know. I mean, he didn't go to the people who didn't react. Yeah? Yeah? He went to the people who knew exactly where there's a problem, you know, and then he put his finger in the wound, you know, and said, does it hurt? Huh? Do you see the dukkha? Don't you want to get rid of the dukkha? Yeah? Huh? That's what it is for. It's not to make you down, yeah? I have no interest, you know, I mean, making you down or making you feel down or putting you down. No interest. Huh? I want to point out, you know, it's the same for her, Mechivindi, yeah? Huh? Or Kusala or Sunanda. Huh? Huh? Because they ask them things, you know, I mean, they constantly stick out, you know. Hmm? And that's where I poke, yeah? I'm very good at it. Eh? Yeah. Also in lay life, I was already good, you know, poking at people, eh? Yeah. Bringing them up, making them angry. Yeah. And Lungta was also good. He was seeing, what the hell are you doing, Ram? Yeah. I mean, you're completely unaware, and then suddenly, you know, and somebody points out, and then you react normally, you know, the Kalesas react, and then you see what you're doing. Yeah. If you use this opportunity to reflect upon it. Yeah. Huh? Okay. There is no need to defend yourself. No need. Because I'm not accusing you, I'm pointing at something, you know, that you should look at. Yeah? Defending means that there is something wrong. Yeah! Yeah! I mean, Lungta Mahabho never listened to you know, if somebody was trying to defend himself, I mean, that's not the point, to defend oneself, yeah? To look at it, you know, to see it as a hint, thank you, it hurts, yeah? And then, thank you, it hurts very much, you know, I mean, sometimes Lungta said something and it hurts very much, yeah? But you take it, you know, you take it as a point where you can learn something from it, yeah? If you defend yourself, you don't accept it. You don't want really to see it, yeah? That's why you defend your action, yeah? Okay? Understood? Yeah? I have to be a little bit tougher on you, yeah? What? Yes. But it only hurts our ego. Yes. And that is really hurtful. It hurts our ego, our self-esteem, yeah? And the more ego we have, you know, yeah? The more ego we have, the more it hurts, yeah?
But it's false ego.
Yeah, of course it is a false ego. Yeah, I mean, look at it, yeah? I mean, that thing. Yeah?
If it's really the glittery paint that's underlying, it's over the top of the rotten wood.
What?
If it's just the glittery paint, which is on the top of the rotten wood, which you truly believe is underneath.
There's a problem with Western people, and it is not only women, it is men as well. They have very little self-esteem. Love yourself the way you are, you know. I mean, you cannot change the way you are at the moment, yeah? I mean, love yourself, yeah? Don't think of yourself, you know, I'm bad, yeah? I mean, that doesn't help you. It does not help you, you know, it makes you really feel worse, and the more, the worse you feel, I mean, the more you try to react towards it, you know, and don't show it. Love yourself. I mean, you're in a very good place, yeah? I mean, that means, you know, you have a lot of good merit, yeah? What?
If you say so.
Yes. You wouldn't be here. No? Try as much as you want, you know, I mean, yeah? Sometimes it, yeah, I mean, don't think, you know, I mean, that you're different from others, you know, I mean, I was sometimes sitting there crying for hours, yeah? Yeah? And then, you know, just let it out, you know, and then say, you know, I mean, I'm trying to do my best, yeah. That's all what I can do. Yeah? But you should be also aware the moment you defend something, something is wrong. And love yourself. Huh? No, but what did I say? You know, you have to tell yourself this, yeah? So to make it believe, yeah? I mean, look at your colleagues, yeah? I mean, they are in a much worse situation than you. Huh?
You used to say that. I don't know that.
Huh?
I can't say that.
I can say it. Because they have no Dhamma. Okay. Stop for the moment, you know. I'm the biggest happiness to myself. Who doesn't love me? You know, it's just this problem. I'm the biggest happiness to myself, yeah? And if you go into samadhi, you feel it. I mean, yeah. And that's why we need samadhi, you know, to feel it, you know, to feel the oneness, yeah? That we are not, you know, I mean, not the things that we think we are, huh? And there you can feel the happiness, huh? So, I mean, really get refueled, you know, before you go back and fight. Okay? And please, today, wash the solar panel. Normally now it is, you know, within the dusty time, it is once a week, yeah. What is?
There are two things I wanted to say.
What?
There are two things I wanted to say.
Yeah, okay.
Like, first thing is, I think I'm learning how to do the relaxed kind of Buddha. So, first I'm doing like, focusing on a part of the body which is kind of having a lot of stress or something, and then I am letting it freely say the Buddha or the breath, and not forcing the breath, but I have to focus on the feeling, nice feeling in the body, so that, because I am having a lot of congestion, like I used to for a year or so, I think there was some kind of a stress like over here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has got clear, so it feels really nice. After a year or so, I think this is the first time in a couple of years, I think I felt a kind of stuffiness in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Stiffness, kind of, which has gone away. So,
mm-hmm.
So I think I'm on the right track in this.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, it is okay, you know, I mean, if you feel stressed, yeah. But when you do samatha, try not to go to the feeling, because that becomes a habit, and then you won't get deep.
Yeah?
So when you do samatha, I mean, no matter if you use Buddha or the breath, yeah, try to stay, yeah, on the Buddha, on the breath, and don't go into feeling, yeah. After that, you can go to the body and relax it completely.
But I have a habit of forcing things.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It helps.
The moment you see you force something, yeah, then you say, relax, and then you go back to the Buddha. But don't go to the feeling.
I'll keep
just that. Mentally, you know, or mentally, intentionally say, relax, and then just relax, yeah, and then go back to the Buddha. And then you see it's controlling you again, then mentally, yeah, intentionally say relax.
But Ajahn, when I say relax, it does not relax. Like, so it takes its own time. So
it takes its own time, yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean.
I think
but,
I'm not.
But don't get into the habit of it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can do it, you know, I mean, if it helps, you can do it, yeah. But don't get into the habit. Yeah?
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, you know, I mean, you can do that, you know, I mean, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, wherever you do this kind of thing, but you should also have some formal meditation
yes.
where you don't go into.
Yes.
Yeah?
And this, once the body is relaxed, I focus on the Buddha or the breath and go as much as without going into feeling. Ajahn, another thing that this is one good thing, but I guess another bad thing. Not, I won't say bad, but I can see the fear, I don't know.
Fear?
Very, yesterday night it came.
Then tell yourself, fear is the kilesa. What is fear? How does it feel like? It's not much different from pain. Huh? But it has different side effects. Huh? I mean, look at fear, you know, what is it? I mean, see the difference there? I mean, if there's pain, you know, pain in the leg or pain in the back, yeah? There's always this aversion, yeah? Here's something different. Look at it. And what is the behind fear? What are you afraid of? What brings up the fear, yeah? So what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories bring up the fear? Yeah? And then investigate them, yeah? We are born to die, yeah? So, I mean, sooner or later, every one of us has to die. What are you afraid of? Are we afraid of death, yeah? Are we afraid of pain, huh? If you're afraid of pain, then we go investigate pain so that we don't become afraid of pain anymore.
Hmm.
Huh?
Ajahn, one thing is, like, sometimes I suppress it before...
What?
This fear intensifies
yeah.
before upchara samadhi.
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes I suppress it and enter into upchara also. But now, for some reason, like, I thought I had already dealt with this, but it's not properly.
You haven't. I mean, you have dealt with it in a certain, until a certain stage, and now it is stronger, and then now you have to deal with it at the second stage. It will come, you know, I mean, it doesn't come in one go, and if we don't deal with it in one blow, yeah, I mean, it is like, you know, I mean, peeling off the banana tree. Ah, okay, now we got this layer. Oh, there's another layer, huh? So we have to peel off the next layer until we see, yeah? And in the end we see there's nothing.
But it pains the heart.
Yesterday
I literally felt it. Like, before the fear came up, like...
But then, you know, I mean, if the fear is really strong, buddha, 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 because it comes through sorts of memories. It doesn't come through anything else.
But how do I cut it completely?
Buddha, 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 buddha.
But isn't that suppression? Like,
no, it's not suppression.
Focusing on Buddha so much. I have done that before, but again it comes up.
Of course it comes up. And that, you know, but it comes up slower. And then we see what is behind.
Okay.
Yeah? That's the whole idea. Yeah. Of course, in the moment, you know, the Buddha gets slower and we get more careless, you know, then the fear comes up again. Yeah. But it comes every time, and then we do the Buddha again, you know, and until it comes slowly. Yeah? Until we see what kind of thoughts and memories lead to this fear. And then we can deal with the cause, yeah? We don't want to, yeah? I mean, if you deal with the fire and don't deal with the cause of fire, the fire will always start. Yeah? So you turn out, you know, you get out the fire, you know, but it starts again. Yeah? Because you have not dealt with the cause of it. Okay? Understood?
Ajahn, you mentioned in one time, you mentioned like to, if the fear comes up strongly, keep on saying Buddha and let the fear completely consume the body and see, keep on observing.
Before, I mean that it is the same with pain.
Yes.
I mean, what is? Yeah. I mean, you can always listening in, yeah? Yeah, come on, come. Yeah, I mean, you wanted something. Yeah? Yes, it is important. Yeah, because if we don't like the fear, then we cannot investigate fear.
Just like the
It's just like pain. So the moment we accept fear, then we can investigate what is behind fear. If we don't like fear, if we want the fear to disappear, then we cannot investigate and we will never find out the truth of it. Okay? That's our reason. But try with pain first, you know, it is easier. Yeah? Fear is too much consuming and it is different, yeah? Okay?